drone strikes around the world, and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Luck and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the second hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. Going to the phones. Art, off the grid. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Frady.
Good morning, Mr. Off the Grid.
Yeah, you know, I've been kind of watching this whole Las Vegas shooting thing over the past few days, and you know, just listening to what everybody else is saying and just kind of like reserving my final thoughts, and the jury's still kind of out on exactly what I think is going on here, but I'm starting to think that this is another scam of a sort. I mean, it saddens me that, you know, three people died. It just breaks my heart when I hear these kind of things, that three people died. And I always have to wonder why, you know. But the one thing I look at when things like this happen is the first lie. That's what I wait for, the first lie. Because once you have that first lie and it's been exposed, now is when you start to question everything. And we know that with this Las Vegas shooting, the first lie was they draped the Gadsden flag, because that never happened. But now we're reading articles where, you know, this Jared and his girlfriend, supposedly, you know, at the time they hit these two cops, you know, shouting out, "This is a revolution and we're freedom fighters." Okay, wait a minute. Is it possible that this was set up to try to be able to say, see, they were saying these kind of things at the Bundy Ranch or whatever, as a push to further demonstrate why guns are such a bad and terrible, rotten thing? But then, you know, with all of that, and plus the lie about the Gadsden flag, this begins to raise questions. And now we have to ask the question, okay, so they walk into a Pizza Hut, I believe it was a CC's Pizza.
Yes.
And they shoot two cops.
Three.
Yelling,
three.
"This is a revolution and a freedom fighter, and we're freedom fighters." But yet they don't shoot the place up. Instead, they walk across the street to a Walmart, shoot each other, killing each other after they shoot one other person. What does this make any sense to anyone here?
Well, you know, another lie that came out was that they were gun rights activists. And I have heard that they were kicked off the Bundy Ranch. I've heard they went there and got kicked out of the Bundy Ranch by somebody. So apparently, yep, Whatever they were selling, nobody was interested in buying. freedom fighters typically intend to, you know, fight a guerrilla war. So yes, you hit and then you run away. You don't go to the Walmart and stage a mutual firing squad with your significant other.
Yeah, there's just something here it's just not quite adding up. You know what I'm saying? And so I have to wonder, you know, what's really going on here? Because I'm not buying this. I'm just not buying it.
I'm not either. I mean, a lot of the things that you're hearing about, like take, for example, the FedEx shooting in Kennesaw, right? Mm-hmm. There was a guy there with a shotgun. And one of the eyewitness people there stated that he was all tacked up and all this other stuff, when that was not the case. The Aurora shooting, everybody was talking about how James Holmes was wearing body armor from the tops of his feet to his face, when he had on no body armor. I saw one article where he was wearing an IOTV, which is a type of body armor used in the military, and he was wearing a tactical vest, but it has about the same stopping power as, say, your favorite flannel shirt when somebody shoots at it. So All of these things, when you hear eyewitness reports, this is the beginning of the revolution, they draped him in Gadsden flags and everything. One thing to remember about eyewitnesses that see stuff like this, they're terrified.
No, yeah.
And they're not really, I don't know how reliable they are. Eyewitnesses always turn out to be somewhat disappointing in certain cases in front of a court. But, yes, I've heard about this. I know they encountered a concealed carry holder in Walmart, which some people are saying this is what led to their mutual suicide that they did. I believe the wife shot the husband first and then herself. So
it's just something isn't right.
And it's weird. They're supposed to be gun rights activists and what else? I guess because of the Gadsden flag, you know, that ties them into the Tea Party, right?
I heard some clown talking about they were members of a white supremacist group and just all this kind of crazy stuff. And, you know, I mean, this makes me think of all of these different shootings that we've heard about over the past several years. And you take the Aurora, Colorado shooting at the theater that day, you know, they take this guy into custody, you know, and the whole idea behind what he was trying to do was supposedly mass casualties. But then he tells the cops, my apartment's booby trapped. If you're trying to cause mass casualties, why would you do that? None of this stuff is making any sense when you look at the Sandy Hook deal. There are so many inconsistencies here. I mean, you could write several different novels, each with a different plot, and call it a series.
Yeah. Well, Sandy Hook, I put Sandy Hook on the shelf marked. I have no idea what really happened there.
Yeah, that's
because I've heard so many stories. I heard he had three handguns. I heard he had a rifle and a shotgun in the trunk. I heard that, you know, he had the rifle and two handguns in the school and a shotgun in the trunk. And I've seen so many things that seem to butt up against each other. And then they bulldozed the school.
Yeah, and why would you bulldoze a crime scene? That just simply doesn't make any sense.
So that's up there on the shelf of I have no idea what happened there.
Yeah. And then when you have, you look at, the Jared Loughner with the Gabrielle Giffords, shooting and all. Every time they bring this up, they never mention Judge Rolls. And, you know, the fact that this is the guy, this judge, this federal judge, he was the one who ruled against Obama on sealing pensions and 401ks and things like this, which indicates maybe, just possibly, he was the primary target, and Gabrielle Giffords was just a little icing on the cake.
Maybe. On the other hand, though, the problem with that scenario with Jared Lee Loughner, this was a really irrational guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd been going all around Tucson, threatening people at community colleges, calling into talk radio shows, threatening the hosts there. He'd been threatening everybody.
Yep.
And, you know, let you or I try that. let you or me call into a radio show and say, you can't imagine what I'm bringing to your door. I'm going to be getting a visit.
Yeah, and that just, you know, when you bring that up, it makes you think, you know, these two, you know, the Jared and his girlfriend, you know, supposedly the girl, I don't recall her name, you know, in the Las Vegas deal, posted, I think it was on her Facebook, or Jared, rather, posted, it was one of them, posted, you know, I can't kill you right now, but you wait someday that, well, at some point when all hell breaks loose, I'm going to be standing in the middle with a shotgun in one hand, a pistol in the other, and yeah. blah, 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 blah. You know, NSA and all their spying. But
miss
you
that.
Don't pick up. You miss that. Really? Really, guys?
Yeah. We see how effective that is. Coming up on the break, Art, thank you very much for the call, as always.
All right, man. You have a great one.
Thank you. Yeah, that every time this happens, that whole NSA spying thing, they're just not paying attention to all that metadata. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
More pounding from the blunt object.
The low ride.
And welcome back.
Is a little higher.
On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Going back to the phones, Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, hi. Was thinking about what the fellow was just saying about this husband and wife couple who shot the police. I don't think it's that unusual. Here's a possibility. We know that the purpose of a false flag is to wreak havoc and then have it blamed on your enemy, okay? Now, it's conceivable that this couple seems like they were very much ideologues. They, you know, when people commit suicide, a lot of times it's because of depression, broken relationships, bad finances, or strong political or religious ideology. These two seem to fit the latter. They were, you know, apparently political ideologues, but they were not what they said they were. It seems like they were the opposite. Like, these two seem to me to be false flag, you know, extreme left terrorists who committed a false flag operation to have blame placed on the right wing, you know, on constitutionalists and Tea Party people and stuff like that. You know, their claims about revolution and all this stuff, it just seems transparent and ridiculous as can be. So I would classify these people, though they weren't suicide bombers, they didn't drive a car bomb, they didn't wear a belt bomb, but it seems to me that this is a coordinated two-person extreme left false flag terrorist attack. Suicide bomb attack.
If you go by trends that have been set by these people that do these things, they're all leftists anyway.
Right.
Now, there's two things we have to consider. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Two things you have to consider. One, they either are a false flag operation or they were just absolutely irrational. That possibility has to exist. While we're sitting there, what you and I do and everybody else that looks at something like this, we're trying to figure out why. Why did this happen?
What motivated them?
Given
the complexity of the premeditation necessary, sorry, it doesn't seem like there's a lack of rationality. I mean,
well,
bad judgment, but they still thought it through, clearly.
But the way they thought it through was pretty stupid because they went up against three armed individuals, albeit they were eating pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And they killed them, and then they go across the street to the Walmart and encounter an armed civilian and apparently commit murder-suicide on the part of the wife when somebody actually has a gun out. So one of the things I constantly say is nobody attacks the police. These people did that. And that's where it becomes really irrational for me because these guys are the guys that go, you know, we don't know anything about these police officers, so we don't know how good or bad they were.
Right. Well, again, this is why I say it's probably false flag. And I see two targets here. I see the police as target number one. And not just the person they chose at Walmart was probably somewhat random. But by doing it at Walmart, they're doing it in a venue that is a commonplace thing. You know, everybody all around the country goes to Walmart. So now it's designed, the psychological aspect of the Walmart killing is to put fear into people about going to Walmart. So this seems to me like, so there's the shooting of the police, and then there's the making people afraid of going to Walmart aspect of it. So this is not, you know, this was thought out, this was very psychologically manipulative and deliberate, and it just seems to me that this was a suicide, false flag, you know, terrorist attack, and designed to besmirch the right.
Well, man, you may be right, because I, at this particular point, I learned a long time ago after when the Aurora shooting happened, everybody at Gun Owners of America was in the air, right? And I was going live. And they threw everything to me.
Right.
And I made so many mistakes based on the information that was coming out. So right now, based upon the information I have, okay, I've heard the things that initially came out that have been debunked, so that's not part of the information I have. So they didn't do that.
Right. Well, what look, I am looking at the flag story. That's bogus, you know.
Yeah, right. That part of it, the bogus part of it, I that's not part of the information. The information I have is that they went in purposely and shot three police officers having pizza, and then when they were met with somebody that got involved in it at the Walmart, a concealed carrier, they committed murder-suicide.
Wow. Right.
That's what I know.
Wow, the fact that it was a concealed carrier, that's interesting. It's a shame that he or she wasn't able to prevail.
Prevail. He did exactly what, you know, in the cases of these spree shooters when they're going in the five steps, part of that fifth step is to kill themselves.
Right. And that sounds awfully Manchurian Candidate-ish to me. You know, that sounds like Majestic 12, Manchurian Candidate, Born Supremacy stuff. This self-destruct when meeting resistance thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it does. But, I just see you're a thinker though, Glenn. Somebody goes out and does something like that. I don't know how much they're thinking when they do that.
Well,
but you know what?
Everything
I put nothing past this government. I don't put a thing past this government.
It doesn't even have to be government. It could just be far left ideologues.
Sure. I'm still waiting to see if they find evidence that this High Point 9mm that they found at the Target store in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
if that was planted.
Right.
Because they've got the person on video that planted this gun. I want them to catch him, and then I want them to do a thorough microscopic look at who he's affiliated with. Because it's, that happened 3 days before the Moms Demand Action decided to swing into action.
Right.
Just seems a little too coincidental.
All five of them? All five of them? If I may, Bill, I'd like to call back for your 10 o'clock guest, because that's like a big
deal. No, Giles.
Yes.
Yes, sir. You most
certainly it fits right into the background, the personal background. So, all right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Yeah, coming up third hour, we're going to talk to Doug Giles. He's got a book. Well, he has a website called The Clash Daily. He's done radio shows that he's had. He's got a book coming out called Rise, Kill, and Eat, A Theology of Hunting from Genesis to Revelation, because he is a hunter. He's also in the book, going to be in the book, We the People, like myself. Let's open up with this right here, shall we? California, what's wrong with you? Now, I'm out there berating people for only getting their information off the magic box. Apparently, there's about 300,000 of you. Don't even watch that. Leland Yee is currently indicted on charges ranging from racketeering to gun trafficking with real weapons of war, shoulder-fired RPGs and such. Despite that, in their latest primary, 287,590 voters in his district cast their ballot for Leland Yee for Secretary of State. That means that there's 287,590 voters in California that need to take their heads out of their fourth point of contact. When we get back from the break, we're going to run that down. Just because it ought to be fun. And we're going to run down everything wrong with California. Because if you take a really good snapshot of California, if you take that Polaroid moment, oh, doesn't it look bad? They no longer lead the nation. They've gone way beyond that. Now, what they're doing is they're providing a really good example to the nation of what that kind of leftist blue thought process can do to a state, which should, by all stretch, should be where everybody wants to go. Lots of people say, I want to go there because of the weather. California's got it, but they're leaving there in droves. And if they continue to leave it, one day we're going to wake up and they're not going to have those 55 electoral votes. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot do
And this. Welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Going back to the phones, Fred in Georgia, yassa.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm all right. How you been?
I'm good, man. There are two things about this latest incident that don't add up for me.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, the Las Vegas
okay.
incident.
All right.
First, these two individuals go in and attack 3 armed and trained police officers, and pull it off. Shortly thereafter, they encounter 1 untrained armed individual and shoot themselves?
I don't know what they encounter. I don't know if he was trained or not. Although, okay. For some reason, every time I see somebody that has defended themselves successfully with a gun, they're not exactly a Chris Costa student when you look at their background, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, all I'm saying is that... They didn't hesitate to attack 3 armed police officers.
Yep.
But then they would hesitate to defend themselves against 1 armed individual.
Yeah.
It just doesn't add up to me.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
The other thing, and you're about as old as I am, I think, which is older than normal, not quite old as dirt.
I'm 92 years old.
Are you now? That's about
I look
me.
Good
yeah.
for that. I know that. That's
well,
my claim now, 92.
Do you recall in the 70s, they had a spate of terrorist incidents. You know, the Hearst girl and
right.
the Lockerbie bombing. Right.
Yeah.
Every single one of those You go back to the definition of terrorism in the dictionary, it reinforces this. Every single one of those didn't necessarily claim who did it, but they always claimed what they wanted.
Right.
Now, terrorism, to be effective, has got to try and steer the populace one way or the other. So I have a real hard time believing that these random incidents with no claims of, hey, if you don't do this, I'm going to do it again, are real terrorism. It's just the nature of man. You know, somebody's not going to go through all this and not let it known why they did it, not let it be known why they did it. Except for one, and I hate to say this, but except for one other possibility. If you look at the dictionary term terrorism on dictionary.com, the last of the three is terrorism by a government to enforce control. And I really hate to think that anybody in our government would do stuff like this, but I can't really figure out who else would have that motivation unless they were going to claim some change they wanted. The only person this kind of stuff helps is the government.
Sure.
And I'm not saying the whole government is bad. I don't think that at all. Nor are all cops bad. But given as many federal employees as we have, you got to admit there could be 20 or 30 bad people in that whole group.
Well, the thing about governments, there's always, you look at back to the simpler time in America, you know, the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, and you look at some of the programs that came out of that, like MK Ultra.
Yeah.
And not exactly the simple, you know, it's not exactly the Ozzie and Harriet time that I thought it was, if people are thinking of doing things like that.
No.
And that was then when it probably was simpler. Now that things are more complex and science has moved along and we can do things that, you know, seem miraculous compared to those times back then, I sit back and I say, And I look at something like that. That's the part that doesn't make sense to me about the Las Vegas incident, of just rolling up in there. If you're going, there was two of them, and there was three police officers. So that meant the third police officer, you cannot take one gun and shoot two people at one time unless it's really fast and they're standing back to back. So that probably was not the case. So that meant a third, whoever that third officer was, who he probably didn't even know where he was in that stick himself, there should have been at least an opportunity to return fire. While they were engaging the other two. I haven't heard if one police officer died with his gun in his hand, or if all three died with their guns in their hands. But I haven't heard that yet, but I'm still sitting around, just waiting to hear about that. And then when they roll up on one guy that actually has his gun clear, then they don't want to engage.
Yeah.
Or they engage, you know, I think they may have engaged long enough to get to a degree, to a place where they could go ahead and do their murder-suicide, which, you know, made it. For something like that that starts out so dramatically, that's almost anticlimactic.
Yeah. Do you have any police buddies?
In my local area, yes, I do.
Yeah, I would like to find out the answer to this question then. It seems shocking to me how quickly they were able to firmly establish motive.
Yeah.
with supporting evidence, right, before the bodies even cooled down. Now, I would imagine that in most investigations, that would be nonsensical. You'd have to have at least a day of finding out addresses, contacts, interviewing people, checking emails. How in the heck do they come up with this perfectly formed package within hours after a fatal shooting, especially a police officer? So it doesn't make sense to me.
Nor to me.
Yeah. Yeah, anyways. There, I'm loaded. Thanks.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, the Las Vegas thing is still a big question mark to me. And I'm sure in time, everything that you're hearing now is going to be rebutted as more facts come out. We'll see. We'll see. Talking about California, they just started voting. They voted for Leland Yee while he's in jail, or maybe he's out of jail or on bond or something right now. Now in California, I know there's some people like that lady who wrote the letter to the editor in Chicago that likes gun control. Okay. Leland Yee did not believe in gun control for himself, folks in California that voted for him. He believed in gun control for you, Leland was way beyond what he believed you should be allowed. He was above that. That notion that he should be accountable to, you know, within the laws that he was trying to get passed, that never was part of his mindset. He's way above that notion of being personally limited by the legislation that he proposes. But he's the exact reason that bad guys have guns, including terrorists. He is one of the bad guys. In fact, if you look at this particular, if you want to play devil's advocate, this election in California with the way those votes are, and this happened here in South Carolina not too long ago, this makes a strong argument against democracy. So here's some results that the voters of California either voted for or enabled. Number one, the state government is facing a potential state budget deficit of $19 billion this year, and their debt is rapidly approaching junk status. California Governor Jerry Brown, who's been elected three times, unveiled a draconian budget plan for 2011 that includes $12 billion more in spending cuts that maintains $12 billion in recent tax increases. State of California currently has the third highest state income tax in the nation, a 9.55% tax bracket, going up to a 10.55%. They have the highest state sales tax rate in the nation at 8.25%. They pay the highest gasoline taxes in the United States, 67 cents per gallon. They have more foreclosure filings than any other U.S. state in 2010. 546,669 total foreclosure filings during that year means that over 4% of all the housing units in the state of California received a foreclosure filing at some point during 2010. 20% of the residents of L.A. County are receiving public aid of one kind or another. The number of people unemployed in the state of California is approximately equal to the populations of Nevada, New Hampshire, and Vermont combined. They pay some of the highest electricity prices in the nation. And they rank dead last out of all 50 states in the number of emergency rooms per million people. In Sacramento, California, there was one closed business for every six that were still open. They are 48th in spending per pupil. One thing they're teaching now in California to students as young as 5 years old, is the benefits of alternative lifestyles, and parents are being told there's no opting out on that. The crime rate in the San Diego school system is escalating out of control. Police chief said violent crime in schools has risen 31%. Property crime has risen 12%. Weapons violations have gone up almost 8%. In Oakland, the police are no longer going to be able to respond to crimes like grand theft, burglary, car wrecks, identity theft, and vandalism. When you drive into Stockton, there's a sign saying, "Welcome to the second most dangerous city in California. Stop laying off cops." This is what's happening in California right now. This is what they have. This is the seeds which has been sown that they are now reaping the benefits of. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Going to the phones, Ralph in California. Yes, sir.
Hi, sir. Pleasure talking to you again. I'm just curious, do you know what website or listing where you got all the information of California, how stupid it really is?
The information that I got from an article from AmericanThinker.com.
Okay, American Thinker. Okay, good. I plan.
Where did you go?
Huh?
Where did you go? I think that's where that article came from. Let me look that. Look at that header one more time.
Yeah. No, I plan to get. I'm born and raised in California, but I tell people I don't plan to die here. I don't plan to retire here.
It was written by a person named Tony Oliva.
Tony Oliva?
Yes.
Okay, Tony Oliva, and what's the title of it?
Only in California, 300K voters cast ballot for indicted gun control / gun trafficking hypocrite.
That's a long title, but okay. And it was American Thinkers, you said?
I think, but I'm not sure looking at this header now.
Are you able to post it? Do you have a website? I never really checked if you had a website.
I do, but this is not necessarily, most of the articles I post have to do with guns, and this is not necessarily about guns.
Oh, okay. But, you said Thomas Alito, did you?
Tony.
Yep.
Tony Oscar Lima, India Victor Alpha.
Okay.
Which part of that is not factual?
What part is not factual?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I just know where I'm from. I'm in Southern California, South Bay Area, Torrance, PB, and all that. I make a fairly decent living doing what I do. I work for one of the second largest phone company out there.
Right.
Well, the wife, you stay at home, kids go to private. I can't find, we're having a hard time trying to find a decent private home around here. Where I was raised, I can't touch.
You aren't surfing right now, are you? I hear a lot of wind noise.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. And I just know with how Florida, California is. Pretty much I just know that California's going to the toilet financially. It's ridiculous. And then recently Toyota just left Torrance. That's a big hit, even though Governor Moonbeam just doesn't care. I think it's not a big deal at all. It's just an indicator that it's getting worse with all the free entitlement, you name it.
There's a lot of people I know in California that don't want to leave because that's where they live. You know, that's our home. That's where they grew up. So they're willing to do a lot of things, but you know, they're in the gun business of some sort. And a lot of them end up leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one company called Frog Lube that is a lubricant that maintains an office in California just so they can say they have one, but they've moved to Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, it's the most unbusiness-friendly, well, next to New York, the most business-friendly state. And if it was up to the company I work for, if they could leave, they would, but they just can't.
Right.
Yeah, too many regulations, and the taxes are ridiculous.
Now, would you agree with the tone of the article where what they're basically saying is the reason all of this has to be this way is because they keep piling obligation upon obligation upon obligation, and in the meantime, they made it so business unfriendly that revenue stream is getting messed with.
Yeah.
I mean, Hollywood doesn't do that much production in Hollywood anymore, do they? I mean, they go all over the place now.
Yes, they do. There's places that give them tax incentives.
Yeah.
So
I mean, here in South Carolina, we've got a film commission. I mean, I can't think of anywhere that if I'm a producer and I'm thinking, where do I want to shoot my movie at? South Carolina's not popping up on top of my list.
Yeah, I agree. Now, for me, I tell people, look, I'm going to retire. I'm going to go somewhere. Once my kids and my parents' situation gets taken care of, my youngest, about 7 more years, she'll graduate high school, then we'll decide from there. I'd be more than happy to move to either Arizona, Texas, you name it. More, in my opinion, wherever is more gun-friendly states. Plus, you look at Texas, the environment, what I do, I could be easily hired, still maintaining a good income, a lifestyle. I could buy a house, it's a third of the cost, you name it. Why am I here?
When Gavin Newsom was the lieutenant governor of California, when they would do their little visits to California businesses, that was his job. He had to spend a lot of his time in Texas.
Oh, he did?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
go out of town to visit those California businesses.
I don't know. That's what Terry, he looks around, and California is one of the main spots. Look, we have Honda as the next thing to go in Torrance, where I'm from. If Honda goes, that's another big hit. That's a big hit. You know, I can see that happening. They're just, why will they stay here? They got too many stupid regulations. And Verizon, they're hitting us with, they're talking with the trash bins. You got to separate the trash, this and that. They were getting fined left and right. It's just, they're nitpicking whatever they could find. Before, years ago, it wasn't a problem. We just threw the trash and, of course, electronics elsewhere. But, all these regulations bogged down the flow of commerce for the company.
I don't see any reason. It makes more business sense. Bottom line, period. They're going to go elsewhere.
Yeah, it's. I know a lot of people love it out there, and I've never visited California.
The only thing is, it's the weather, and that's the only thing that's holding up. And that is it. I mean, there's a lot of attractions, but after a while, it's like you got more and more renters than you do buyers, kind of thing. It's
right.
Coming that way. You have foreign investors, Wall Street buying up properties, and it's ridiculous. And you know, it's a recipe for disaster. It just keeps on going,
right?
In more of a spiral. So, I just wanted to call in where that website or where that information. That's a good. I like outline type stuff that comes out and say this is where we're at.
I'll put it up on the website, lockandloadradio.com.
All right, cool.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Recently, Shannon Watts was on some stupid television show because they were CNN, New Day Saturday. And they were discussing the saga of the open carry demonstrators in Texas. And during the conversation, the co-host of the show, Victoria Blackwell, challenged Watts on whether there was some truth to the National Rifle Association's maxim that the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Is there an example in school shootings or a mall shooting or these public facilities where that has been wrong, where a bad guy with a gun has been stopped in any other way or by a person other than a law enforcement officer with a gun or by killing himself? Watts replied, "This has never happened. Data shows it doesn't happen." Except at the Clackamas Mall. Except at Arapaho High School. Except it in Las Vegas. Oh, wait a minute. That does happen often, doesn't it? See, the reason spree shootings don't get stopped by civilians is because before it escalates to the level of spree shooting, the armed civilian just stops it in its tracks, and it's just multiple people shot. People stop bad guys coming in on home invasions all the time. Just ask Detroit how that's playing. Even the CDC, whom Watts should consult with their priorities for research to reduce the threat of firearm-related violence, shows that anywhere between 500,000 and 3 million times a year, in the context of about 300,000 violent crimes in 2008. So, what do we think about Shannon Watts now? All she had to do was just take a look at something. There's plenty of those studies out there. Certainly carrying guns, as that has exploded, has not contributed to crime going up because crime is going down. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Doug Giles from the Daily Clash on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.